That's Arab Israeli songwriter and pop star Mira Awad. She's singing a traditional mountain tune from the Arab village in northern Israel, where she was born in 1975 to a Palestinian father and a Bulgarian mother.
It comes from the belly. It does not come from thinking. It does not come from a planned way of singing like opera or like the Western kind of singing, which is very, very calculated. This is much more passionate, like flamenco, like these things that really come from the blood. You know, we say we have hot blood. It's not by accident.
There is an altogether different sort of heat in the soulful Europop songs Awad's fans are most familiar with. Consider All My Faces, the title song from her 2011 album.
You say you want all of me. You want to see all my faces. Think you can handle it. Think you can handle what I am.
It only tackles the level of my womanhood. But it's like that about everything. We all have many faces. No one is one thing. That's boring. We are all made of many, 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 many layers.
Awad says that this Western, unabashedly sensual style of music would have raised eyebrows in her hometown, although the village was relatively modern compared to many Arab communities in Israel's Galilee region.
But nevertheless, it's an Arab culture, and still it is very patriarchal. And the father decides for the family, the man decides for the woman. A woman is expected to go study, go work, have a career, but choose the family life eventually. And I didn't. I wanted a career. I wanted to go and follow my passions. The word passions is scary in a culture like the one I come from. A woman having passions, that's a woman that you can't control.
Just because I want to find my own voice. Just because I believe there's always a choice.
Awad's history of protest and activism began at the age of 16, when she started to play in her own rock and roll band. The neighbors would often gossip and disapprove when she'd get picked up in the village square by her bandmates, all of whom happened to be male, and driven to nearby Nazareth to rehearse.
It was very difficult for them to understand how come my father is letting me do that. And they started even to interfere with the upbringing, you know, take hold of your daughter, you know, put her in place. So actually that's the place that I started from, protesting to have an equal say about my own life, to have a say at all about my own life, and to choose differently if I like to, as a woman.
Awad left the confines of village life as soon as she could and enrolled at the university in Haifa, a city unusual in Israel for its mixed Jewish and Arab population. Awad had never defined herself in ethnic terms because everyone she grew up with was Arab. But on campus, her fair skin and green eyes didn't fit the common stereotype of what Palestinians looked like. Jewish students thought she was also Jewish and felt free to express their true feelings about Arabs in her presence.
I suddenly started to realize how much racism there is against Palestinian citizens of Israel. And I'm hearing this and my blood is boiling in my veins.
Although Awad is well known in Israel and Europe for her songs about life and love, she is perhaps best known for her songs about peace, justice, and equality. In 2009, she and Jewish Israeli singer Noah were chosen for the Eurovision Song Contest to sing her song, There Must Be Another Way, about forging peace between their two peoples.
There must be another way.
But Awad says her hopes go far beyond Israel-Palestine.
I believe that we have to go together as a human race and try to figure out how we share these resources of this poor planet that we're on.
These days, one of Mira Awad's favorite instruments is a friend's cracked flute that she saved from the trash. She says she's learned to honor life's imperfections, that it's through the cracks that the light can shine through. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.